This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Late last month, a 7-year-old girl died at a South Florida beach after being trapped under several feet of sand. It was a normal afternoon for the family vacationing from Indiana. Both the girl and her 9-year-old brother were having fun playing in the sand and digging a hole. But in a matter of seconds, the cavity, which was about 4 to 5 feet deep, collapsed in on itself, fully burying the young girl. Several bystanders quickly began digging with whatever they could find, but had a lot of trouble making headway since the hole kept caving in once rescue crews got to the scene. They used boards and shovels to stabilize the sand, but it was already too late. It's not the first time this has happened. Last year, 2 children died from this rare but deadly phenomenon. In 2013, a 6-year-old boy was buried in 11 feet of sand at the Indiana Dunes and survived the incident. Experts urge parents to be cognizant of kids digging in the sand. To be on the safe side, don't let them dig deeper than 2 feet and cover up any holes before you leave. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.